Out here at Boss Landing Golf Club, and we are talking with members of the Pella Christian Boys Golf Team. If you guys want to say your names real quick so we know who we're talking to, that'd be great.
I'm Isaiah Breams.
I'm Elliot Meninga.
Awesome, guys. And we're out here following day three of the Little Hawkeye Conference regular season meets. And, you know, how do you guys feel like day three of the Little Hawkeye Conference meet went for you?
It was kind of a rough start in the early afternoon. The weather wasn't very great, but I think it settled down a little bit, and I'm pleased with my score, and I'm pleased with our team's score.
You know, kind of like Isaiah said, the conditions today weren't necessarily ideal. Kind of got in my head a little bit. I didn't shoot the greatest score, but I didn't let it go to the garbage, but yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, and you guys have really not had the greatest conditions all spring, it feels like. You know, it's been one of those springs where the weather just hasn't necessarily cooperated. And, you know, as a team, and especially as a young team, you know, what has that been like trying to work through some of the conditions that you've had to play in and, you know, just not letting it affect you as a golfer?
You know, golf is a really mental sport, and that is a big part of the game of golf. So I think that has the most to do with conditions, because everyone else is playing in the same conditions as you. And you can't really practice playing in bad conditions. You just have to get used to it from experience.
Yeah, he said it pretty good. Our conditions this year have been pretty bad. Lots of rain, lots of wind, lots of cold. But you just got to fight through, have a tough mind.
Yeah, and Isaiah, you know, as a sophomore, you're coming back to a golf squad that is relatively young. And, you know, you're considered one of the upperclassmen, if you will, for this varsity lineup this year. You know, what has that kind of been like, you know, as, you know, golf is a team sport, but also kind of an individual sport too, where it's not necessarily that. And, you know, you're one of those guys on the team who is probably looked at more as a leader this year than, you know, typically a sophomore might be looked on.
Yeah, last year was really a learning year, I would say, for me anyway. And it feels good to have a year of experience under my belt. And I think that really helps, because there's lots of young freshmen on this team. It's a really young team. And I'm just excited to see what we can do in the next few years.
Elliot, for you as a freshman, you know, first year competing at the varsity level here for golf, it's just your second varsity sport, I believe. You know, as you've kind of progressed throughout the year and you've become, you know, one of the top scorers here for the Eagles on a consistent basis, you know, what has that been like for you this year?
You know, it's been pretty fun out here playing golf. You know, get to be with my friends. Like Isaiah said, we got a lot of young people on the team, young team. I'm really excited to see where we go in the future.
Yeah, and you guys, you know, I mean, the season's kind of coming to a close, you know, which is kind of crazy to say with, you know, how the spring has gone. It doesn't really feel like the spring has really even truly gotten started. And now we're sitting here towards the end of the season, and you guys are looking for the, you know, the postseason stuff and all that. You know, how have you guys kind of been getting yourselves mentally prepared with, you know, just kind of how quick the spring has gone through here?
That's kind of a tough question. I think that we need to just play these next few upcoming tournaments that matter a lot, just like any other tournament. Don't overthink it. Don't put too much pressure on yourselves, because then you might just crumble under the pressure, and that's never good.
Like you said, we kind of have a late spring this year. It's really cold, not ideal conditions, but saying that, we have had some pretty good experience with the weather this year, which means we should be ready for the next years, and we should be prepared for the postseason, which hopefully we succeed in.
Yeah, and as you guys get ready for the postseason there, and, you know, you try to build on what you've been able to do throughout the year here this year, you know, and build for the future a little bit too, because, I mean, you return most of the squad, you know, in the years to come here. You know, how do you guys, you know, utilize these last few meets to kind of, like we said, build that momentum, you know, for the future of Eagles Boys Golf and continue to get it to elevate to that next level?
At this point, I think it's just tidying up the little things. There's a few mistakes that each person has individually that we can fix, and we are leaving strokes out there as a team. And that's just something you need to work on individually and get better at the little things.
Yeah, I think our year's been going pretty good. So, yeah, like Isaiah said, practice every day. We gotta build up our confidence, you know, going into the postseason. Golf is a game of mind and confidence, and if we can have confidence and a strong mind, we're gonna succeed.
Yeah, one final question, because, you know, I'm just coming back to this. You know, you guys have been playing under head coach Joel Ridema here, you know, who I know is a teacher of your guys's, and now he's out here on the golf course with you. You know, what has it been like this year, you know, learning under him, you know, both from coming from the classroom now out to the golf course, and, you know, just that transition of seeing him as a teacher and now as a coach?
He's a really good guy. He's encouraging and uplifting, and I personally really like him as a coach.
Yeah, I think he's also a great guy. He's definitely building us as characters. He's building us as men, and it's good for us.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. Thanks for joining us here on the Radio Sports page, and best of luck to you as you guys wind down the season, and we look forward to seeing what you guys can do come postseason time.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Absolutely. That was Isaiah Breams and Elliot Minninga of the Pella Christian Boys golf team here on the Radio Sports page.